The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age we stand, or he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Hallelujah. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all sing how great is our God. And so, God, we come before you to declare your greatness, your awesomeness, your mighty, and your wonderful power. You are the name above all names. And as we begin to worship you and as we begin to adore you and as we enter into this time and season of prayer, Lord, we declare, God, that there is none like you. Age to age, you stand, God, and time is in your hands. It's the beginning and the end because you're the God of the beginning and you're the God of the end. The Bible tells us and it declares that you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the first and you are the last. Before there was anything, there was you, God. And when everything else is gone, there will still be you, God. Your name is worthy. Your name is mighty. Your name is awesome. Your name is powerful. There's healing in your name. There's deliverance in your name. Oh, God, there's a breakthrough in your name, oh, God. And we cry out to you this morning, God. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before you and the heavens and the earth adores you, God, because you are a mighty God. You are awesome, Lord, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. And we come before your presence, Lord, with singing, God, as we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise. Before we can ask you anything for anything, Lord, we thank you for yet another day, oh God. God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And because you made this day, God, we can rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Rejoicing because we know who is the rock of our salvation. Rejoicing, God, because we know who is the keeper and the lover of our souls. We can rejoice, oh God, because we know who has been the healer of our souls, the deliverer of our souls, the keeper of our souls, the cleanser and washer of our souls. We thank you for the blood, oh God, this day. In the mighty name of Jesus that has given us a second chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. And God, is just not a second chance, but you have allowed me to come before you for a third chance, a fourth chance, and over again. You keep on blessing me, God, to allow me to see a brand new day, another chance, oh God. You keep on blessing me, God, to offer unto you praise that you are worthy of. God, you keep on giving me another chance, oh God, to yield this body to you and to put it under subjection so that the flesh won't get the glory. But Lord, I'm determined today that you get all the glory. Lord, I'm determined today that you get all the honor, Lord. I'm determined, oh God, today that you get all the praise. So, Father, I say you're the name above all names, and I say that you are worthy to be praised. And so my heart can't help but to sing because I know who my Redeemer is. My heart cannot help but sing, oh God, because I know who the lover of my soul is. Lord, my heart can't help but to sing, God, because you are a merciful God. You are a wonderful God. Not only are you strong and mighty, but God, you're tenderhearted and loving. You are an affectionate God. You are a caressing God. You are a forgiving God and a keeping God. You are a God that suffers long with us, and you are kind, God. You are tenderhearted, forgiving. Oh, God, you are such a magnificent God. We can't help but to want to pattern ourselves after you, God, because we have been made in your image. We belong to you, God. So, Lord, create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us that we may love like you. Oh, God, that we may shine like you, that we may reflect your image, God, and walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Touch us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, and make us meet for your uses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind the spirit and the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of the minds, oh God. Cast the devil out of the wheels and allow your spirit to come to more and have his way in our hearts, oh God, to shape us and mold us, Lord, to refine us in your image, oh God, to make us clean and make us holy and to make us acceptable, Lord. That's the least that we can do. But we can't put this flesh under subjection on our own. We cannot do righteousness in this flesh, but we need your spirit, oh God, and we need your anointing, God, to take control of our lives, oh
oh God, so that you might get the glory, oh God. Help us to put flesh under subjection, Holy Ghost. Help us to cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want your will to be done, God. Not my will, Lord, but thine will be done in the name of Jesus. Thine will to walk right, oh God. Thine will to talk right, Lord. Thine will to live right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thy will, God, let it be done in our lives today. Not my will, oh God, but let thine will be done, God, because I want you to get the glory, Lord. I'm excited about Jesus this morning because you are still yet a redeemer, God. I'm excited about the blood of the Lamb, oh God, because it still has not lost any of its power. I'm excited about my God who still sits high and who still looks low, who still is the beginning and who still is the end, who remains to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so I'm grateful, God, today because I belong to you, God. I'm not my own. I don't belong to myself, but I was purchased and I was bought with a price. And I thank you, oh God, that that price that was paid gave me life. And not only did it give me life, but it gave me life that more abundantly. So, Lord, I can live for you. Oh, God, I can be for you. I can represent you to the fullest, Lord, because I'm not doing it by my own power. I'm not doing it by my own might, but I'm doing it by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. Move by your power and fall afresh on your people right now. Breathe into us, God, the breath of life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't litigate. We can't go through the day without you blessing us, Lord. We can't take another step, Lord, without you blessing us, oh God. We can't make another decision, Lord, without you blessing us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you, God, today because we don't want the devil to get the glory, God. We need you, Lord, today because we want you to get all the glory. Lord, we need you, oh God, today, oh God, to put us, oh God, this flesh, our ways, our old ways, oh God, under subjection, oh God, and we need you to make us new, God, today. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become as new, God. Make my walk new, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may walk right in your will, God. Make my talk new, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may declare those things that are lovely, those things that are, oh God, good, and those things that are the good report, God. Oh God, make my mind new, God, that I may think on those things, oh God, that you have promised for me, oh God, and that I may keep my mind stayed on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make us over again, God, brand new today, that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we're not here for any vain glory. Lord, we're not here for foolish endeavors. Lord, but we are here for a purpose, and that so that your will might be done in our lives, and that we may invoke change, empower believers, and to change lives for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, and to encourage the believer, oh God, to continue to hold on, to continue to press on, to continue to live on, God, because we shall live and not die. Thank you, oh God, today that I have joy in you, God, that this joy is yet unspeakable, God, because the joy that I have, the world did not give it, and the world cannot take it away. And since the world cannot take it away, God, I'm giving you all the glory, God. Hallelujah. I'm giving you all the praise, God. Wonderful, God. I'm giving you all the praise, oh God, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. And so we magnify you today. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior. We lift you up, oh God, this morning. For you said when you are lifted up, hallelujah, glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah, you're worthy, oh God. You said in your word that when you are lifted up, that you draw all men unto you. Draw me nearer, God. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, draw me nearer to thy presence, God. Draw me nearer to thy bosom, oh God. Draw me nearer to thee, oh God. Because when I find myself connected to you, and when I find myself attached to the vine, I have everything that I need, oh God, because you give me all the nourishment, God. You give me all the refreshment, God. You can spend all and give me all of the revival that I need, God, to be successful and victorious on this day. I cannot make it on my own, so I'm going to remain connected to the vine, God. That means I'm going to hide your word in my heart, Lord, so that I might not sin against thee. That means, oh God, thy law, thy word will be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathways. That means I must meditate on your word day and night, God. Oh God, so that I may know you in the power of your word and know you, God, in the pardon of my sin, and that I may know you, oh God, more intimately, oh God, so that you, oh God, can lift me up, oh God. Draw us nearer to thee in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we pray and as we seek your face, Oh, God, help us to turn from our evil and wicked ways. Oh, God, because the land needs healing. Our homes need healing. Oh, God, our families need healing. Oh, God, America needs healing. Oh, God, St. Louis needs healing. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our cities need healing. We weep for our counties right now. We weep for our zip codes right now, Lord. The man of God told us that you weep over the nations, God, because we have fallen away from you, oh, God, and we've fallen into an state of apostasy. Lord, I weep for the city of Dumfries right now in the name of Jesus. I weep for the city of Triangle, God. And Lord, it's my mission, oh God, to save those that don't know you in those communities, Lord. In the city of Woodbridge, God, I weep for the city of Woodbridge, Lord. I weep for the city of Manassas, God, those areas that you allow us to have a hand in, oh God, and help us, oh God, to go in the name of Jesus, oh God, and let people know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for his blood, oh God, because without the blood there would be no remission of sin. Oh God, we thank you for the blood, oh God, that cleanses and that heals, oh God. We thank you for the blood, oh God, that still washes white as snow, God. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that made me whole and gave me a second, third, fourth, and millionth chance, oh God. I thank you for the blood, oh God, and not only do I thank you for the blood this morning, but I thank you for the cross, oh God. It was a bloody cross, oh God. You were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. It was the blood, oh God, that was shed on Calvary's cross that I have been set free, God. Thank you for setting me free, oh God. Thank you for delivering me, Lord. Thank you for making a way out of no way, and thank you that you died, oh God. You died so that I might live, God. Thank you for dying, oh God. You died so that I might be set free. Thank you, oh God, because the cross was necessary so that I may be able to get up, oh God, oh God, out of my state of death. But not only did you die on the Calvary's cross, Lord, but you rose again on the third day, and you rose so that I can get up from any state, oh God, that the devil tries to put me in, or this flesh puts me in. You allowed me to rise, oh God, because you rose, oh God. And so thank you for getting up on that third day, and thank you, oh God, that you got all power in your wonderful and magnificent hands. Thank you, God, today for being such an awesome God. And thank you, God, that didn't you just leave it there, but you promised that you would send your comforter. You would send the Holy Spirit so that he might, oh God, keep us and refine us. Holy Ghost, thank you for your wonder-working power. Thank you for your keeping power, Lord, today. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you, God, that you not leave us here by ourselves, because we would have lost the battle against the flesh on our own. But now, Lord, I am able to tell my flesh no, tell the world no, tell the carnality of this life no, because you came that I might live life and live life more abundantly through your Spirit. Thank you, God, today for another chance to say yes to your will and another chance to say yes to your way. What an awesome God we serve. And so we magnify you, Lord. We glorify you this morning, God, and we lift up your name. Draw us near to thee, Lord, because we need to be in your presence. You said, draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you, so that we can ask what we will. We don't want to shout our petitions across the world, across the area. But when we draw nigh to thee, we can get intimate with you. We can draw closer to thee. We can be in your presence, God. And we can whisper sweet nothings in your ear. And before I ask you for any God, anything, Lord, I'm going to tell you that I love you, that there is no one like you, that you are magnificent in all your ways, that you are glorious in all your ways. And so in all my ways, I acknowledge you, Lord, this morning. Direct my pathways. Order my footsteps, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, guide my thoughts and guide my actions, oh God, and get the glory out of my life this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't worry about yesterday, because old things have passed away. And today you have made me new, God, today. Oh God, created me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, that I might live and not die and represent you to the fullest in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the minds. Cast the devil out of the wheels, Lord, and help us to declare your word in every area of our lives. in the lives of our children. We speak life. In the lives of our coworkers, on our jobs, we speak life. In the lives of those, oh God, that are attached to us, Lord, we speak life. Those that we run into on the bus, on the metro, in the mass transit, in the cars, slug cars, wherever we run into someone that don't know you, in the pardon of our sins, help us to speak life. And not to just the believer, because Lady Yoel reminded us a couple of weeks that we need to let the believer and the unbeliever know that hell is real. And Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to dip my toe into the area of hell. But Lord, all of me, Lord, desires to spend eternity with you. So make my thoughts right, Lord. Cast the devil out of my mind. Make my eyes right, Lord. Help me to see those things that you desire for me to see. Help put my tongue and my mouth under subjection. You can't send two different things out of one fountain. It can't be bitter water and it can't be sweet or good water. It has to be one or the other, Lord. So bind or got anything that's unlike you from coming out of my mouth, Lord, that I may speak life, speak or worship God, speak those things that are not as though they were according to your word. Help me to speak life. Light in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, oh God, my heart, oh God, that I may love unconditionally like you have loved me, that I may love, oh God, without holding anything against anyone, that I may love, oh God, compassionately, oh God, and passionately, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you might get the glory. Help me to love like you love, to be willing to give anything, oh God, so that someone else, oh God, might be saved or that their lives might be changed. Touch my heart right now, God, that the heart may not be a heart of stone, but that the heart may be a heart of flesh that loves compassionately and intentionally like you have loved me in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. And we magnify you. Yes, sister, we'll pray for. And we magnify you, God, because you are a great God. We magnify you and glorify you because you are an awesome God. So help us to love like you loved us, oh God. Before that we even was formed in our shaped in our mother's womb, God. You loved us, oh God. You had a plan for us, Lord. And you already know the thoughts that you think towards us in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you now. We magnify you now. We honor and adore you, Lord, because you are shaping us and making us all our hearts to be right in your image right now in the name of Jesus. I feel your glory right now, God, in the name of Jesus, even in this hotel lobby, God. I magnify you and glorify you because there is none like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. So touch my heart, oh God, right now, that my heart may be more like you. And then, God, touch my soul, Lord, in the deep end, oh God, deep inside and out. Oh God, touch my feet before you get to my soul, oh God, that I may walk in your path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because if I'm walking in righteousness, Lord, I don't have to worry about my feet slipping. If I'm walking in righteousness, Lord, I don't have to worry about going the way that seemeth right. But when I'm walking in righteousness, Lord, you are ordering my footsteps, Lord. When I'm walking in righteousness, oh God, then holiness without which no man shall see you. I don't have to worry about not seeing you because I'll be walking in holiness, because holiness is still right, oh God. And then touch me inside and out, oh God, that I may reflect the image of Christ and that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called, and I have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God, so that you can get the glory out of my life. That's why I've been born. That's why I'm here today. That you might get the glory, God. That's why we pray. That's why we fast. So that you might get the glory, oh God. That's why we read your word. That's why we spend time with you. And so that you can get the glory, oh God. Get the glory out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Get the glory, God, out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Oh God, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. I thank you for the opportunity to pray. Lord, oftentimes it's hard to find places to pray oh God, in St. Louis, oh God, during this time, and my body and my flesh tries to tell me that I don't need to pray. I understand, Lord, I stay up late at night sometimes. I have long nights, Lord, but there's something about offering unto you this sacrifice. Yes, it's early in the morning, Lord, but I thank you, God, that you, God, you've given me a mind and a hunger to be in your presence and to be in your midst, Lord. It doesn't matter how many people join in on the line. This time of prayer is holy, and it's been set aside for your glory, Lord. And so as I'm praying in this little lobby way right now, someone just drop me a note and ask for prayer, because there is power in prayer, Lord. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. We ought to always pray and not faint in the name of Jesus, because prayer still changes things. And so, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Melissa Randolph, oh God, and her two children right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She said that they're going through a rough patch, Lord, but we know that rough times has to turn into a good times, oh God, because all things work together for your good. You don't allow anything to come into our lives, oh God, that will kill us, because you know how much that we can bear. But Lord, help her to understand right now that this is just an opportunity and a setup for you to do great things in her life, oh God. Little becomes much when you place it in the Master's hand. And so I place Sister Randolph and her two children in your hand in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they've been praying that things would get better, and we pray, God, that you would work favor and work blessings in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. She declared in this note, oh God, she said, every prayer counts, oh God. And so when one or two God touch and agree on anything, oh God, then you will bless it, oh God, until we touch and agree with the surrender right now, oh God, that eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store for her right now, Jesus. Because she put her trust in you, oh God. Not in man, but she put her trust in the power of prayer, because prayer changes things. Oh God, it's beginning to change in her life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life and not death. I bind the spirit of lack right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over her heart and healing over her mind and healing over her household right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God, so that you will get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let us see life right now. Oh God, you don't have to turn the whole situation around, but like you did with the children of Israel, remind her, God, that you know the thoughts that you think towards her in the mighty name of Jesus, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God. This is just a season of transition for her, God, that you would take her higher and bless her and grant her favor and more favor in the name of Jesus. Touch her heart, oh God. Touch her mind right now, God. Help her to be renewed and transformed in her mind, that she may see, God, oh God, that your will is being done. Let us say, God, not my will, but let thine will be done. Give her a nevertheless spirit right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's sure, God, that you're working all things together for her good. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter, and God, is a baby that was just born. I believe it's Gianna, Lord. I thank you for a successful delivery, Lord, and I thank you for the new baby, oh, God, in this world. I pray that you would touch mom and baby right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind infection. We bind any sickness. We bind any complications right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover her in the blood. We plead the blood. Oh, God, we sprinkle the blood over her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would keep that family, keep those children. Oh, God, keep the baby right now and mom, God, and the rest of the family, oh, God, safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Do it in the name of Jesus. I pray for her father, oh, God, Deacon Outlaw, God, that you would continue to touch him and perform that miracle in this life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let his record, oh God, let his service, oh God, come up before you as a memorial, God, and do him like you did Isaiah, oh Lord, and give him more life, Lord, more years, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I declare, oh God, that you would heal him, that he will be delivered, Lord, and that he will be set free from this sickness right now in the name of Jesus, because I believe that you can. And not only do I believe that you can, I believe that you will. And then I pray for your people everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for America, oh God, because America has fallen short of your glory, oh God. America has sinned against you, oh God, and has turned their backs on you. And Lord, we are suffering, oh God, in this land because America has sinned. But I'm grateful, oh God, today that even when we fall short of your glory, your word says if we would just confess You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I pray for forgiveness for America right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, for we have fallen short of your glory. Forgive us, oh God, because we have sinned against thee. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and heal our land, for we have sinned, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. And remember that there is a remnant here, oh God, that is still remaining holy and acceptable for you. I pray for the president right now, God. I pray for the White House, oh God. Save, oh Lord. I pray for Congress right now. Save in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every mayor, oh God, every county worker, Lord, every district, state, whatever worker it might be, God, that are in high places that are leading the government. God, thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray for them right now that you would save, deliver, and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray in the name of Jesus for those in San Antonio, Texas. I know it's another city name. Father, you know the loss, oh God, they experienced, Lord. But I thank you for the words that I've been hearing coming out of the family members that lost loved ones. They have been continuing declaring, Lord, that you are still a great God, that you know what you're doing, Lord. And in the midst of tragedy, oftentimes, Lord, we turn our backs on you or we begin to blame you. But, Lord, I have not seen anyone blaming you, but I've been seeing them giving you the glory and the honor. Help us, oh God, that when tragedy comes our way, that we don't begin to complain, that we don't begin to become fretful, that we don't begin to complain about not having water or not having the things that we want like the children of Israel did when they were freed from Egypt. But Lord, help us to give you all the glory for everything that you have done, because Lord, you are in control of everything. And Lord, I'm just here for a season. Lord, I'm not here to live always. And so Lord, I want my life to be in your hands. Keep me in your presence, oh God. Keep me in your arms, oh God, and continue to guide me and continue to lead me, God, and continue to give me victory after victory, Lord, as I surrender to you, that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for this nation, Lord, and I pray for every man and every woman, every church. I pray for this nation, that your church, your people might be revived. I pray for this nation, God, that your people, that you've been called by your name, would just humble themselves and pray. Seek your face. Turn from our wicked ways, because we need to hear from you. We need forgiveness, Lord, and we need you to heal our lands. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for another opportunity to be an intercessor for someone. My mind and my heart is on Sister Randolph, Lord. This is the second day I've been in this area praying, Lord, and first day I came through here, she was a little shaking because she didn't know what was going on, Lord. But today, Lord, with confidence, she walked up with a note, God, in the name of Jesus, because there is power in prayer. God, she's a hotel worker. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, open up her pathways, God. Remove the blocks, oh God, that the enemy has tried to set up against her, Lord. Oh God, take away the spirit of doubt, Lord, and the spirit of fear, Lord, and the spirit of complacency, Lord. Let her see that you are shifting her now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you do all things well. I pray for the convocation, Lord, that it will not just be just another meeting, but that it will be a time of revival. It will be a time of reflection. It will be a time of honest inspection, God, that we may allow your word to shine in us. The preacher yesterday, Superintendent Matthew Brown, told us that holiness is not an option. It's not optional. We can't love when we feel like loving. We can't serve when we just feel like serving. But Lord, if we're going to do it, we have to do it to the fullest, Lord. Help us to go all out, to sell out for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And whatever area we do, whether it's being a mother, be a mother. Whether it's being a preacher, be a preacher. Whether it's being a missionary, do the work of missions, of missionaries. Lord, whether it's a member of the choir and a minstrel, Lord, help them to sing unto your glory. Whether it's a musician, God, help us to do it to the fullest, to play music that is a melody to your ears and not stink in your nostrils. Oh, God, whether we teach to teach, oh, God, or we're in administration to administer, Lord, whatever area that we find ourselves in working in the church, let us do it wholeheartedly for your glory and for your honor in the name of Jesus. It's time out for doing things halfway. It's time out, oh God, for doing things partially. But God, the songwriter said, I'm sold out. Help us to be sold out. And not only be sold out by making and by just saying it, but make up your mind. I'm sold out. My mind is made up. And I'm sold out, Lord, this morning. And my mind is made up that I'm going for you all the way. I pray for Bishop Blake, the general board, each and every member. I pray for Bishop McKinney that you would strengthen his body. I pray for my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen his body. I pray that you would encourage and build unity amongst that body in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of competition. I bind the spirit, oh God, of emulation, Lord. I bind the spirit, oh God, of dissension. Lord, I bind the spirit of chaos amongst that body. We need them to be one, God, so that they may lead this church as you have destined them or ordained them to lead us. We don't want flesh to get the glory. But, Lord, we want the devil to be revealed, oh God, in every area of our ministries, Lord. And if the enemy is in any place, Lord, shine him, oh God. Let him stand out, oh God, so that you might get the glory and that we may see evil for what it is. No matter where they are at, Lord, open up our eyes that we might see, that we may see that there is a devil in sheep's clothing trying to kill us and trying to destroy us, even in the midst of the church, Lord. We come up against the naysayers. We come up against those that are here to cause confusion. We come up against those right now in the mighty name of Jesus that come here to destroy lives and to steal, kill, and destroy. I bind the molester right now. Lord, I bind the fornicator right now. I bind the adulterer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bind, oh, God, the naysayers, oh, Lord. I bind, oh, God, the cursers, Lord. I bind everyone that's unlike you, Lord, and we plead the blood that you will save, oh God, during this time of convocation. Save, deliver, and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I bind everything that's unlike you, and I cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. I cast him out of the wheel, and I cast him out of the way. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in everything that we say and everything that we do, Lord. We desire for you to get the glory, all the glory and all the honor. Lord, it belongs to thee, and get the glory while we're in this city, that lives might be changed, souls might be saved, and people may be set free, delivered, and go home empowered, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that I've seen, Brother Earl Stevenson, who's been working as usher, Missionary Catherine Webb, Lord, that has been working as usher. I pray that you would bless them, keep them, and strengthen them as they serve, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Seeing Elder Fleetwood serving in the area of the secretary's office. I pray that you would bless my dear brother, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that missionary Aretha Sanford is out here, Lord. I pray that you would bless her right now in the mighty name of Jesus in her area of service, Lord. And I can't remember anyone else that I've seen back from home yet, Lord, but bless us in the city and bless us in the field, God. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go as we serve, and we are here to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. I pray that you bless Elder White, oh God, that as he served directly with Bishop Thomas during this week, oh God. I pray that you would grant him favor and grant him strength, oh God, in his body and in his heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he may serve and be attentive to our leader, oh God. And I pray for the adjutancy, Lord, as we do the work, oh God, to sanctify the leader in the eyes of the people, God. Bless Bishop Rudolph, Lord, and his entire staff, Lord, the registration staff, as we serve those that are coming in, oh God, to be registered during this week. God, bless everything that we put our hands to do, Lord, and get the glory out of our lives. Bless Sister Lisa Law, God, as she does the work of housing, and my wife as she helps and assists with her, all of those workers, Lord. I pray that you would bless them, that they would have a wonderful week, that there be no confusion and no chaos in the hotels. I speak it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch everyone that's here. Touch everyone, oh God, that came and set up everything, oh God, to be so that we may be received, oh God, here in St. Louis. Bless those laborers, oh God, who labor to put the areas together, whether it's at the Marriott where I'm at, Lord, or at the convention center, Lord. Bless them, oh God, that put everything together to receive us so that we may be welcome when we came here, and bless them in the name of Jesus. And then as I come to a conclusion, Lord, I pray for the members of Praise Center, Church of God in Christ. Thank you for Lady Olinda, Lord. Thank you for Chris McDiamond Star. Pray for Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord, that you will bless her and keep her, Lord, as she watch over the babies while we're gone. Pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, that you would bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, oh God, bless them, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus. I pray for, oh God, Sister Monique, Lord. I need to get Sister Monique's last name, but you know who I'm talking about. Touch her body right now, strengthen her heart right now, and help us to continue to love on her in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the mind of Brother Herbert Lee, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Eric Coulter, oh God, Sister Connie Coulter and the entire family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. Thank you, Lady Yo. Monique Collier, Lord, you know who I'm talking about. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for those that are attached to us, those that have been serving with us, Lord. I pray that you would bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may continue to empower believers and to change lives. Let it be done for your glory. Lord, I pray for Lisa Law, who sows into this ministry. God, Brother Carl Christopher, Lord. Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, and Brother Larry Love. My mind is not thinking of everyone's name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. Lord, bless them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus for their willingness to love us. Brother Larry Brown, for those their willingness to sow into us and their trust, oh God, for their finances to be used for the upkeep of your kingdom. Lord, you place people into our lives, Lord, that are sowing and putting their resources into us, their trust into us through their finances. And, Lord, we don't want to use it in vain or use it incorrectly. So, Lord, help us to use it for the uplifting of your kingdom, God, that you might get the glory and that they may receive the increase, Lord, because when we use it for the right reasons, Lord, the increase is bountifully blessed. It's enlarged even more. And so bless us, Lord, today. Keep us and sustain us today. Let this day be like none other. God, be glorified, be magnified, be honored and adored in everything that we say and everything that we do. Lord, my desire is that you get the glory out of our lives. And so bless us, Lord, this day. And as we go through this day, that this day be like none other, because you continue to walk with us and anoint us and grant us favor in this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We rise this morning to tell you that we rejoice and we're glad in it because you made this day for us today. Order our footsteps. Lead, guide, and direct us. Get the glory out of our lives. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Fill my house, Lord. That's my desire, Lord. And I know you're doing it according to your will. Help us at Praise Center to continue to change lives and empower believers and affect change in the city of Dumfries, Triangle, Woodbridge, and Manassas. Help us to reach the lost at any cost in the name of Jesus. Send us, oh God, more laborers that we may reap the harvest that you have for us. Oh God, that we may continue to do your work, because I know that greatness is upon us and there's great things ahead of us. Help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I bind the spirit of chaos amongst the people. I bind the spirit of backbiting and fighting amongst the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the devil on every hand. I rebuke him right now. You know the situations that I'm referring to, Lord. And Lord, I plead the blood that love will overcome and show what is right. Be pleased with us. Get the glory out of our lives. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.